Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back. Hour two of the Monday edition of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. You know, Fancy Brian, I got a call earlier today. A friend of mine called and said, man, we got to do something about this Gableman. And I said, how so? And he said, well, you know, we need to bring light and attention to Gableman. I said, well, I've been doing that every day on the radio, haven't I? Isn't that what I'm trying to do? He said, well, yeah, but we need to, like, trick this guy or do something. I'm like, no, slow down, man. We don't need to trick him. There is no tricking him. He's like, well, we could trick him into investigating some fraudulent claims of voter fraud. I said, you're under the presumption he's there to do some investigating. And according to the Dane County Judge Remington, that's not really the case. Remington said that Gableman doesn't really do much for the $11,000 a month. You know, other than spin a few conspiracy theories. So anyways, my proposition to this friend of mine is, no, let's see how this one plays out. This Gableman thing is good for Democrats. At least that's my prediction. So far, I'm enjoying it. I hope you're all enjoying it. I mean, Gableman is drawing the attention of the national media with constancy, and it's not exactly like he's getting good headlines. I want to read briefly from the beginning of a opinion piece at the Wall Street Journal. Now, you barely hear me quote the Wall Street Journal. Hell, I don't even pay the subscription fees. Hate to give the money to Rupert Murdoch and all that kind of stuff. But they've got a editorial board editorial, just a brief one. And the opinion today, the headline is, "The Republican Plot to Lose Wisconsin in 2022. And it's not like they're cheering for that. It's like they're shaking a fist. And specifically, they're shaking a fist at Gableman. The midterm election is approaching, but the GOP won't give up on 2020. Now, I want to read just the opening two paragraphs, and then, you know, perhaps we'll sneak over to the raw story, the abridged version. But here's a couple of thoughts. Here's how they start describing the former corrupted Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Gableman. Michael Gableman isn't a secret Democratic double agent, but he sure acted like one. I mean, it's pretty bad when Rupert Murdoch's Wall Street Journal starts their editorial by saying, you're such a hack. We think you're working for the other side. You're making us look that bad. That's the Wall Street Journal leveling this accusation against Gableman. My thought, Crudy's thought, keep it up. You're doing a hell of a job. Hell of a job, Brownie. A little bit more here. Mr. Gableman, a former corrupted Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice, was hired by the GOP Assembly to investigate the 2020 election. Last week, he wrangled an extension. At this rate, Wisconsin Republicans might keep trying to undo the 2020 presidential result all the way to Election Day 2022, or maybe 2024. Their priority ought to be beating Democratic Governor Tony Evers. So you see where this editorial board would like to see Gableman go. Their priority ought to be beating Democratic Governor Tony Evers. 6 months from November, his GOP challenger should be hammering the COVID lockdowns and inflation. Do I think the election was rigged from the very beginning against Donald Trump? Former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish told a radio show last week. Yes, absolutely. Which leads me to call her Big Lab Becky. That's my newest moniker for her, Fancy Brian. You missed that one. Big Lab Becky. She is going full rigged election. One more line here from the Wall Street Journal editorial. the free part, the part I could read readily. Mr. Gabelman has called on lawmakers to look at the option of decertification of the 2020 Wisconsin presidential election. Yes, he did. Now, there is no legal means to do that. And his own attorney said, no, you can't really do that. His attorney is James Bopp. And you're like, well, who's James Bopp? Well, that's the very same attorney that represented Marjorie Taylor Greene at her recent perjury-a-thon. But anyways, the Raw Stories take. On Monday, the Wall Street Journal editorial board slammed the Trump-backed special counsel investigating Wisconsin's 2020 election results, former corrupted state Supreme Court Justice Michael Gabelman. Specifically, the editors called out Gabelman for erratic behavior and conspiracy theories that they say are only going to hurt Republicans in the state. We talked about the Michael Gabelman isn't a secret Democratic double agent, but he's sure acting like one. They go on to write, what's the important part? The editorial board discredited the allegations in Gabelman's report one by one. So he did put out his, what do you call it, interim report, kind of like a progress report. And they gave him like an F. They went through the evidence presented and like shot it down as lacking factual basis or evidence. As it's written here, the editorial board discredited the allegations in Gabelman's report one by one, noting that he doesn't provide any evidence for his claim that 100% of registered voters cast ballots at Milwaukee nursing homes, that private nonprofits giving funds to local elections officers was bribery. That's what Gabelman calls it, bribery. It's not what the court said, but, you know, he's making up his own rules at this point. And that voting machines in Green Bay were connected to a secret hidden Wi-Fi access point. He seems a little conspiratorial. I mean, if this was your uncle at you know, Mother's Day brunch, you'd laugh him off the table. You'd be like, oh, man, go read a newspaper, man. Where do you get this crap? Well, we're actually quoting the guy that generates the crap, or at least he's doing the will of Trump. You know, sort of a conspiracy of crap, if you will. Gabelman has also come under fire for his attacks on local officials, at one point trying to order Waukesha County Sheriff to arrest the mayors of Madison and Green Bay for allegedly not replying to an email from his office that went into their spam folders. Hey, man, if your spam folder's that's touchy, you deserve to be in jail. A little bit more from the editorial board at the Wall Street Journal. Republicans have valid gripes about how the 2020 election was run, but it isn't hard to figure out what flipped Wisconsin, concluded the board. Many voters, Republicans included, didn't want four more years of Mr. Trump's annex. In some suburban wards, 10.5% of Mr. Biden's voters picked the GOP for Congress. 10% of ballots were ticket split. That doesn't happen a lot. This beats the evidence of vote fraud detected by everyone who has looked. Mr. Trump lost Wisconsin in 2020 on his own. And if Republicans keep chasing ghosts, he will help them lose in 2022. No, you keep chasing ghosts. I like how they're going. I think Gabelman's doing a fine job. I mean, they're going to blast through our taxpayer money, whether or not we are willing to consent to this investigation. But, you know, it is entertaining. And since the man is demonstrating that he is such a freaking hack, that he is disgracing the entire Republican Party, I'd say, yeah, let's give him an extension. Let's keep it up. You know, sometimes people call in here and they have the impression that they're somehow going to stick it to Crudy. But sometimes Crudy knows that he might stick it back to them. So be careful what you wish for, CJ. I see ya. I may just get to you, but only when I'm ready to stick it to you. I'll get there. Well, let's go there now. CJ, how you doing?
Hey, Crudy.
I got you a little nervous, don't I? Now you're waiting for the shoe to drop.
No, I saw you on the number one news network for 25 years in a row.
Well, you're listening to me on the number one radio station in your heart and our minds.
I do. I love your station. Can't you tell?
You certainly listen to it more often than most people. You and a few others are our P1 listeners, CJ.
No, honestly, I do like your station, and I think we all want the same thing, I believe. I'd like to believe, but we want to get to there in different ways.
What do you think we all want? Let's find our point of commonality just for a minute, CJ. Let's pursue something. What do we all want, sir, in your opinion?
Well, I think the Republicans are going to win big this fall because most Americans want the wall built. We love legal immigration. One port
so
of
let's
entry,
expand it.
Not the free fall of voters coming into America.
Come on, man. You know that's a false premise, CJ. You know that people that aren't here don't have citizenship, cannot vote in this country. CJ, you know it. I know it, man. There are no illegals voting in the elections.
The promise is there. It's felt. You can't argue with Santa Claus and you guys, the Democrat, progressive.
Well, didn't Reagan give amnesty to like 11 million? Man, he's a Republican last time I checked, CJ.
Here's the thing. You guys want to keep this a political issue and do as much damage before your
buddy, I was the one up there marching with the Latinos today. I didn't see you at the Capitol. CJ, I am actually with the Latinos. I am with the immigrant population. I want to see them fully assimilated into our culture, into our society. I don't fear them, CJ. I don't fear them. I respect them.
The liberals are leaving the Democrat Party huge. And you know why? Because they want legal immigration, too, because some of them did it. Most of them did it the right way. You know, I'm wondering if you feel the same way as did you know that we're paying almost $3 million in fines to the contractors that were supposed to build the wall?
Come on, man. We're paying Gableman $700,000 just in the state of Wisconsin. He's supposed to be doing an investigation. And Clay, you and I both know he ain't doing that. Did you hear me dox you right there, CJ? I know your real name, fella. Clay, been hiding behind that moniker, CJ, for far too long. You call in from now on, you're Clay to me. Your mama called you Clay. I'm calling you Clay. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. More of your phone calls. Especially if your name's Clay, 844-967-2789.
He is an idiot.
His mama named Clay. I'ma call him Clay.